Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Here at Hadith of the Day, we would like to express our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on the birth of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, which we know that in some countries in the Muslim world and the non-Muslim world as well, today is the birthday of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. We're also in the month of Ramadan, and we'd like to express our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious month of Ramadan and this most felicitous day. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very very beautiful hadith regarding Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And this hadith has been narrated from the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says the following: verily, Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib was the best worshipper of his time, the most abstemious, and the best of them all. Whenever he went for Hajj, he went on foot, and sometimes even barefooted. This was a custom in the time prior to the time of, automobiles and planes and trains, that people would journey for the pilgrimage, sometimes using horses, sometimes camels, and a lot of times people would even walk to Hajj. So here in this hadith, the Imam alayhi salam says that one of the characteristics is that Imam Hassan would go to the pilgrimage, to the Hajj, on foot. When he remembered death, he would cry. When he remembered the grave, he would cry. And whenever he was reminded of the day of judgment and resurrection, he would cry. When he was reminded of the crossing over the bridge meaning the Sirat, which is outstretched over hell, when the Imam would be reminded of this, he would cry. He would cry, and he would, when he was reminded of this event that would take place. When he was reminded of the great exposure before Allah, this is probably a reference to something which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, that on the day of resurrection we will be all presented in front of Allah to be judged before Him. When he was reminded of this event that would take place, the exposure before Allah, he would gasp in such a way that he would faint. When he stood up for his prayers, his limbs trembled before his Lord. He would begin to shake out of the fear of God Almighty. When he was reminded of paradise and fire, and in hell, he was greatly disturbed as if bitten by a snake. He would begin to tremble and shake as if somebody who is bitten by a snake. And he would ask Allah for paradise at this time, and he would seek refuge in Him from the fire. Perhaps this is the reason why, in a very beautiful tradition, the Prophet Muhammad has been narrated to have said, Hassan is from me and I am from him. Allah loves the one who loves him. Hassan and Hussein are the two most special grandchildren of me. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hassan and his characteristics in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد